Customer service and customer experience are distinct concepts. Many people confuse customer service with customer experience, but they're not quite the same. Customer service is just one piece of the puzzle. It's about the help and advice you get when you buy something or use a service from a company. On the flip side, customer experience is the whole shebang. It's every single way you interact with a company. That includes stuff like how easy it is to find the place, what the store looks like inside, and even the tunes they play. And it's not just about physical stuff, it's also about how good the products are, whether all the stores feel the same, and if any outside companies they work with are reliable. Giving customers a top-notch experience isn't about micromanaging every little thing. It's about figuring out the big problem your business solves and making sure you're doing it better than anyone else. Our customers frequently complain about the lack of timely support for technical issues with our product, leading them to consider switching to competitors who offer quicker assistance, hindering their experience and productivity. Experience guarantees, not product warranties, distinguish you. Armstrong Garden Centers promises gardening without guesswork, meaning they ensure your garden looks great and your plants thrive. They achieve this through knowledgeable staff, classes, online advice, climate-appropriate plants, and test gardens. They guarantee to keep their promise to customers. Product warranties promise that your product will work as intended, which is often required by law. However, they don't set you apart from your competitors. On the other hand, an experience guarantee assures customers that you'll solve their problem and deliver a solution as good as or better than expected. This type of guarantee attracts new customers by showcasing how you solve their problems and why they should choose you over others. It also helps keep existing customers, saving you money since acquiring new customers is more expensive than retaining them. Customers leave a company for two main reasons: either they find another company offering something they value more, like lower prices or a more convenient location, or the company fails to solve their problem. When a company fulfills its customer guarantee, it creates evangelists, customers who happily recommend the company, bringing in new customers without the need for costly marketing. Customer experience guarantees boosts confidence and directs employee actions. People get stressed when they worry. But if a company offers a guarantee to fix any problems, it takes away that stress. When the company keeps its promise, customers feel relieved and become more loyal. The promise a company makes to its customers helps everyone know what they're aiming for. For instance, Zinus promises to provide good quality, affordable beds, mattresses, and couches directly to customers. This promise guides employees to make products like easy-to-assemble beds. Zinus works with Amazon to deliver its products to customers quickly. When making your main promise, focus on what's good for the customer, not just on selling more stuff. And make sure you deliver on your promises. If not, your sales and marketing team might have to trick people into buying from you. The guarantee covers brand, product, and personal assurances, ensuring satisfaction. A company should stick to just one brand promise. The mission statement, which focuses on customers, shows what the whole company commits to, no matter how many products it offers. Each product should promise something specific, but it must match the overall brand promise and ensure a particular customer experience, not just its features. When an employee keeps a personal promise to a customer, it builds trust. This teamwork is crucial. For instance, if a salesperson promises a product will have certain features or quality, they must trust that the product development team has delivered on these promises. Customer experience guarantees must be clear, realistic, and valuable. Vague promises create wrong expectations, leading to disappointment and broken trust. For example, instead of saying a product will arrive in 2 to 4 days, making customers anxious from day two, it's better to say it'll arrive within 4 days. Complete expectations boost loyalty more than exceeding them. Delighting customers doesn't build their loyalty. Instead, consistently meeting their expectations is key. Customer service interactions can drive customers away. If they need to contact a company multiple times to resolve an issue, they often switch to a competitor. According to the peak end rule, people remember two things from an experience: the high point and the ending. Failing to meet expectations creates a negative peak. If you don't fix it, customers are left with a bad impression, which can lead to loss. Disappointed customers often share their experiences on social media and in reviews. To calculate the cost of failing to meet expectations, use a simple formula: add the value of new customers gained to your initial customer base, Then subtract the value of lost customers. This gives your net customer value. If this value decreases over time, even with new customers, it's a sign to reevaluate your company's customer experience. Empower frontline staff to track unfulfilled commitments effectively. Keeping promises is tough, but it's crucial to try your best to meet customer expectations. Following the PDCA stages, plan, do, check, adjust, can help you stick to your word. Think about what you promised and plan out how to make it happen. Consider everyone involved, like product designers and suppliers. Give it a test, then ask customers for feedback and make any necessary changes. When you put your plan into action, keep an eye on how customers are feeling. Watch out for things like cancellations, returns, and what people are saying online. Talk to your frontline employees, they often know what's going wrong. Try being your own customer or watching someone else go through the process. For instance, an airline's customer service boss noticed that folks were struggling with their self-check-in machines. He decided to spend some time at the airport helping people use them. What he saw helped him make the machines easier to use. Impressive recovery from broken promises leaves a lasting positive impression on customers. Fixing a broken promise brings relief to customers and builds a strong bond. When a company resolves a service failure successfully, it creates a positive ending to the customer's experience, outweighing the initial negative impact. Customers are more upset by a company's refusal to fix a problem than by the problem itself. Some companies focus too much on short-term losses from dealing with failures, which can discourage customers from seeking help or lead to refusal to fix issues. This hurts them in the long run, as customers may stop doing business with them and share their bad experiences. To create an effective recovery plan, consider how the customer feels about the broken promise and how to make them feel good again. Empower staff to rectify unfulfilled commitments with necessary support and autonomy. A solid recovery plan should address the customer's issue, be easy to access and put into action, and rebuild trust in your company. Understanding the customer's problem is crucial. For instance, for people who travel a lot, a broken zipper on their bag isn't the real problem. They just need a bag for their next trip. So, if a frequent traveler comes to you with a broken bag, fix it fast or lend them a replacement to solve the real issue. Whatever solution you offer, it has to be simple for the customer to get. Briggs & Riley, a luggage brand, makes their bags easy to repair. They let customers order replacement parts or find repair shops on their website. Empower your frontline staff to fix broken promises. Give them what they need, like tools and materials. Make sure your procedures explain how to handle letdowns. And let your employees make decisions without needing approval. Often, customer service reps can't solve problems because they have to ask their bosses, causing delays. Follow through on your promises with action, and have plans in place to fix things fast. Key points. 1. Distinguish between customer service and experience to understand their importance. 2. Offer experience guarantees to retain customers and attract new ones. 3. Fulfilling promises builds trust and loyalty with customers. 4. Meet customer expectations consistently to enhance loyalty. 5. Empower frontline staff to address and rectify broken promises promptly. 6. Impressively recovering from failures can strengthen customer relationships. 7. Understand customers' real problems and provide simple solutions efficiently.